Hey, everybody, and welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver, and I appreciate you joining me today. I would ask you, of course, to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single episode. These have been really a learning experience for me. It's hard to believe that we are already over 70 episodes, and it's quite incredible. If you have missed any of them, I would encourage you to go back, check them out. You'll see that the first ones weren't quite as professional and weren't quite as well done as we're doing now. Not that we're perfect yet, but we're getting there. So thanks for being here today. I want to introduce you to my guest. Her name is Lindsay Pinchuk. She founded the Bump Club and Beyond, an online and in-person community for parents and parents-to-be. That was founded back in 2010. After becoming one of the most trusted resources among parents and parents-to-be across the nation, working with partners such as Target, Unilever, Nordstrom, and The Honest Company, Lindsay sold Bump Club and Beyond in 2019 to Advantage Marketing Solutions. She continues to head up strategy and business development for them. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So it was really interesting to me as I was looking at what you're doing and, you know, kind of catching up on this. You really founded and created a business around community. And you picked a niche community. Your community was parents and parents to be. And like, what made that your go-to community?
So it's interesting because before I was pregnant or before we were even trying to have a family, I had a friend who was looking for friends who were pregnant. And I had a couple of other friends that were pregnant. And she kept asking me about, you know, what does Sarah say? What does Julie say? And I was like, we've got to just like find you some pregnant friends because like I am so not there yet. And that was really my first insight into the fact that, you know, when you are going through this and when you are pregnant and when you first become a mom, you really need to have support and you need to have your own community. And it can and probably will be different from the community that you have been living in until that point. And when I got pregnant, none of my friends were pregnant at the time. The funny thing is we all have fourth graders. So I just have the oldest fourth grader of our bunch. But I had no friends that were pregnant, and I knew that I wanted that support while I was going through pregnancy. And I didn't want to wait till I had my baby to find friends and find that support. I think when you're going through the whole expectancy, you need that support as well. And so that was really the catalyst into me starting this community and this business was my own needs as an expectant parent.
It's interesting that you say that because one of the things that we had talked about just on a couple episodes ago is how you notice things based on what's going on in your life. So the example that was given was when you're pregnant, you happen to notice like how many other pregnant people are out there, you know, and yet just noticing that there are other people out there who are pregnant doesn't make it a community and doesn't give you the support. And really what you decided to do is take it to the next level and say, it's more than just noticing. It's now connecting the people. Is that an accurate statement?
That's exactly what happened. Like I wanted a connection and I wanted to, you know, I also wanted to make sure that when I had my baby, that I had other friends who had babies the same age and that were going through the same things as me. You know, now I know at the time I didn't, but you know, when you have a 3-month-old, it is quite different than having a 9-month-old. And I very much wanted to ensure that, you know, we had friends who had kids around the same age as our kids as well. And, you know, to your point, it really was taking it to the next level. You have to remember at the time, 10 years ago, there was no, like, there weren't even Facebook business groups or business pages. Sorry. It was like all like word of mouth. And I also didn't realize how many people I knew were pregnant until I sent out that first email saying I'm having this very first event for expectant parents. And a lot of people that I knew came to our very first event, and it wasn't necessarily people I was friends with, but they were people that I reconnected with from college or from the industry I was working in or from my old neighborhood. And that really was kind of, to your point, taking it to the next level, and not just, you know, saying, oh, so-and-so is pregnant, but really starting to forge relationships with these other women who were pregnant at the same time as me. And I found in the beginning, you know, we were hosting like one or two events a month when we first started, but it was like that one time of the month where I was able to go and just be pregnant. And everyone knew what I was going through. And it wasn't like, you know, like, how are you? Like, how are you feeling? Like, it was people who actually like cared because they were going through it too. And we were able to really bond over our pregnancies.
Right. And you're dealing with people who are at the same stage as you are. And so then I guess the question becomes, you talked about how much of a difference there is between a 3-month-old and a 9-month-old. And yet when you get to like what you're talking about with fourth graders, you know, the ones who have the July birthdays and the ones who have the April birthdays, you don't have that same difference. So how do you handle it so that people are part of a community that is an appropriate match for them?
Yeah. So we have done a lot, you know, over the last 10 years, we've really grown with our community. And I think that that's helped people to stick around. Like we still have a lot of the original Bump Club moms that are following our social media and interacting with us. They're just interacting with us in different ways. Obviously they're not watching our expectant webinars or coming to, you know, events outside of COVID when, you know, for expectant parents. But what we've done is we've really just added to what we do. And a lot of, we have a really fine balance in terms of content for reaching expectant parents and giving them the information and the tools that they need. And then also addressing motherhood, like as a whole. And there are a lot of just very universal things about being a mom that, to your point, it doesn't matter if you have a fourth grader or a newborn, if you're a mom, you get it. And we very much try to find that balance with the content that we're putting out, knowing that the people who are engaging and registering and watching live events will be more specific to their stage of parenthood, if that makes sense.
No, I think it makes perfect sense that, you know, people are looking for information that is relevant to where they are. So,
well, but the other thing too, is that we find a lot of our parents, as they kind of move through and their kids grow up, they are offering advice, like even just on social media, to the other people who are engaging on our posts, which is that's what community is all about.
Yeah, that you have the people who have the experience of having gone through this once, maybe two, three, however many, you know, you've gone through it with each of the kids that you've got. And so that there is all of those different experiences that you have, and you're able to say, yes, this is something that I dealt with. This is something that I learned. Because I would imagine, listen, I'm not a pregnancy expert by any stretch, but I know that there are some people who have tremendous problems with morning sickness and some people who kind of, they just have, you know, a little bit of indigestion for it. And so I would imagine that because as you're building this community, the more members of the community you have, the more folks that you have that are able to kind of be part of it. And when someone says, this is what I'm experiencing, the other members of the community are able to say, like the ones who are able to say, listen, I experienced that too. And either this is what helped me or this is what I learned or whatever. Is that right?
Yes. And especially like in our Facebook groups, that people interact like that on our public, like on our Instagram accounts and on our Facebook account, but in the groups, like people ask questions and people respond. And it really, there is no kind of stage of response that warrants a response. You know, if you've experienced something and you see the post, oftentimes people will respond, which is very nice.
Okay. So who would you say your target audience is? Is it those that are expecting? Is it relatively new moms? What's your target?
So as a business person, I mean, the expectant mom is really who we target full on, because obviously the lifetime value of that customer is the highest if we can get them early enough on in their pregnancy. So pregnant is number one, and then new moms number two, and then just moms in general, because we do find that a lot of our community will refer Bump Club and Beyond to other moms, just even if it's just, even if it's just something that they find relevant or funny, or even if like we post like a funny quote or a meme, people will tag their friends that they know that it relates to them.
Okay.
And so I would say like parent, like moms overall and parents too. Like, I don't want to just relegate this to moms. I would say about 5-6 years ago, we changed our tagline from "We're moms and moms to be connect" to "We're parents and parents to be connect." And we are very inclusive of dads and same-sex couples and adoptions and surrogacy and everything. And so like it's parents, if you have a kid or if you are a caregiver, we can offer you something. And throughout the last year, and specifically the last 9 months, we very much have grown our content to really encompass all parents at all life stages. You know, we're doing a lot of activities now, and we're showing a lot of, you know, lists and ways to get through COVID. And there really is no stage of parenthood that is bound to any of this content. And really, COVID has pushed us into more of a content producing company, and we are more of a publisher now than ever before. And it has been a very positive experience for us, because we are reaching so many more parents than we ever have in the last 10 years. It's amazing.
Yeah. I understand exactly what we're saying. This podcast is the result of COVID, because I was at home and I had always wanted to do it. And now I had the time and the wherewithal to do it. So I understand developing content during COVID. It's really a chance to take what is a potentially negative experience and see, how do I make something positive? I'd like to shift gears a little bit. Then we talked about the company and about what you do, but I'd like to talk about the logistics kind of running a community-based company. How did you build that community? Where does that come from? What are the steps that you use to do that?
So when I first started Bump Club, obviously what I said before, I was pregnant. And so, you know, I very much created this company with me in mind, and my peers. You know, it was like kind of what I needed in that moment. And through that, I very much put myself out there as kind of like the leader of the community, the leader of Bump Club. Like, and at the time, and, you know, until COVID hit, we were hosting events every single month. Like right before the pandemic, I think we were up to like 24 events a month across the country, you know, in-person events. And so, but the ones early on, I was the person, I put my face out there, and I was just very honest about everything. And I think that very much helped people gravitate towards what we were doing and gravitate towards me. I mean, I made so many friends, which it was amazing. And they're all women that I still keep in touch with. And, you know, we talk on social media and whatnot, but I think, in to answer the question, you know, the big thing was that I put myself out there. There was a face that was behind this community, and people learned to trust me and to ask my opinion and know that I wasn't going to answer something that I couldn't answer. I would find the right answer for them if need be. And it really was organic growth. I mean, it was very much friends telling friends about our events, about what we were doing, and just about the support that we were providing. We were and never have been, we are not judgmental. We have always embraced that however you want a parent is, that's your decision and that's up to you. Like, we don't push our values onto anyone or push there's one right way. Everything we do is, you know, here are multiple different ways to handle this situation and you need to pick the best. I think that, you know, we just are coming up with kind of like the five best or the three best and like let you make that decision. So, you know, in the beginning, the community was very organic and it was really just specific to Chicago. But then what started happening was people started talking about Bump Club and Beyond and what they were doing. And they were going to these dinners while they were pregnant to friends outside of Chicago. And very quickly, like within 6 months, I had had multiple inquiries from people in other cities that wanted to start Bump Club or bring our events to their cities. And so that's really kind of what put us on the trajectory of growth. We had one person in Chicago who moved to Austin and she started hosting events in Austin. And then I had someone reach out to us from Minneapolis. And actually she's still an employee of mine today. That, I mean, it's been 9 years. She's one of my first employees. But now she handles like all of our business development. She's one of our top business development executives. And she started by just hosting events in Minneapolis on the local level. And we started hosting events in other cities. And that was very much a catalyst for growth on the local level. But parallel, what ended up happening was we started working with both Target and with Nordstrom through multiple various outreach efforts. Nordstrom actually found us through something we were doing, and Target, that's like kind of a whole nother story. That could be a whole separate podcast, but okay. We've worked with them for a really long time. We have an amazing relationship with them. And so we started working with these large national retailers, and we were hosting events in multiple cities for them. And so that really helped to elevate what we were doing on a national level. And then we were able to continue to build what we were doing in those cities surrounding kind of the programs we were building for the advertisers. So it was very organic, and it did not happen overnight. It was a lot of hard work, but it really still goes back to just the trust of the community and of our team. I mean, not recently, but in the last few weeks, normally, I am on our Instagram. I go in our stories. Like, I talk to the people. I answer our customer service emails sometimes. We have a team, but if I see something I want to respond to, I do. And I think that level of personalization has very much gotten people to just keep coming back and referring us. And now we have much more sophisticated measures in place in terms of paid social media advertising for customer acquisition. And, you know, we do various things digitally now for, you know, to really grow our footprint, and social media has played a big role in that. But, you know, it had to start somewhere, and it was a very organic, natural, slow, like, acceleration.
Okay. You mentioned that building trust with your community, and I'm curious, how do you find the balance between building the trust with your community and, you know, working the allegiance of your sponsors and of the business of the advertisers? How do you find that balance?
So in the beginning, we had far fewer sponsors and advertisers than we do now. So it was, you know, in the beginning, it was a lot easier to kind of just go with the flow. But at the same time, I was still very honest about the products I was using. And I still am. And I, you know, if I don't use a product or if there's a couple levels, if we don't believe in the product, we wouldn't take it for Bump Club. And that is something that was established when we were sold and when we were acquired. One of my first parameters was, even before I signed on that dotted line, was if there's a brand that comes to us that we don't believe in and we're not comfortable with, we're not taking it. And that was part of the agreement. And we still do not take brands that we wouldn't work with our team. It's not just me anymore. It's kind of our team. But me personally, when I'm doing these live events, which you'll see my face on many live events and webinars and whatnot, I do not talk about products that I don't believe in. I just don't. So I would never like read a script or push something out that that is not something I would use or didn't use. And I'm very forthcoming about that. And I share that with the community. And I think that they know, we've been very honest about that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm sure that the community appreciates that what you're saying is personal to you, and it's not just for the almighty dollar. It's a matter of, this is what I actually use. And in that way,
we do take advertising dollars from products that I don't use or haven't used. Okay. But if it's something I would use, like, or my team would use, like, that's kind of how we gauge it, is like our team. Okay. Because we all have different, like, you know, differences. And now there's so many new products now that I haven't had a chance to use.
Got it. So as you're building trust and you're building your community, what tips do you have for the focus of that community? Is it a matter of just trying to add more and more people to the community? Are there certain types of people that, I'm thinking, is it better to have people that are more involved and passionate about it? Like, what's the focus of what you're using to grow that community?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think number one is it's not always the more, like, more is better. And I think that right now with social media and like the vanity of social media, a lot of influencers and businesses think that they have to have like the most followers or the most likes, or, and that's just not how it works. In my opinion, we have seen such success from an audience that is very engaged with us, and not just engaged in terms of hitting that like button, but making a comment, writing back to us, responding to like our Facebook and Instagram stories. They really feel the connection. And I think that that is the most important. I think that now more than ever, consumers, especially our audience moms, are just more savvy. They're savvier than ever in terms of the fakeness, like on social media. And you can see through the BS, like on, you know, from a lot of these mom influencers and influencers in general. And we've never bought a fan at Bump Club. Like, we don't buy followers. Like, I mean, you know, you see accounts that are at, you know, 20,000 one week and 50,000 the next. Well, I will tell you, those people have bought followers and bought fans.
Right.
We don't do that. And so, you know, I think we really look for people who want to learn from us, who want to engage, who want the information that we're providing. And that's who we hope, you know, gravitates towards what we're doing. And that's why when we run ads and whatnot, it's really to bring people in based on the resources and the education and the information. Yes, we do giveaways and we do sweepstakes, and that does play a role in that, but that's not our primary focus.
Okay. I'm curious about something else, and that is, you started this when you were pregnant, and now 10 years later, you've got, you know, a fourth grader. How did you decide to stick to the original goal, to stick to the original mission, and not have the company develop at the same way that your kids have developed, so that, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is where I am, and so this is where I need to get the assistance. How did you kind of stick to that original mission?
So there are a couple of things. One, we've always, it's always been a secondary goal of mine to kind of expand on the beyond part. And when we were acquired, that has been something that's been discussed greatly. We actually created, we created a virtual summer camp this year with Bump Club called Camp Beyond. It was a wildly successful online program, and it was very much playing into the notion that we want to grow our and beyond part of our audience. And it was more towards like grade schoolers. And we do have plans to grow that and enact on that like later on this year. So it's not totally off the table to grow with our audience. However, to answer your question, I think that when women especially are expecting, they do just naturally need far more support, information, resources than a mom who is, you know, having a baby for her second, third, or fourth time, or which we do have a lot of second, third, fourth time moms come to us because things change. Mm-hmm. But, or like for me, like my kids are in elementary school, and I kind of like, I have my things, like a lot of my resources for parenting come from school and come from kind of that community that my kids are in now. So I think that what we do and what we do really well is culling down the resources and information for the expectant new toddler parents. And then those parents who stick with us and want continued lifestyle content or, real life mom content, they will, and they do. But I just think that it's just very natural for us to be in that new parent space, and we just do it really well. And to that point, like, we went into COVID and there were about five competitors of ours, and we are the only ones left, and we are doing really well right now.
Right. So it's interesting that you say that, because when you're expecting, or when you have an infant, there is not the same community there. School is kind of a forced community that now all of a sudden your kids have friends, and then there's the parents, and you kind of have these groups. And so I guess what you're almost doing is kind of creating a community that is the bridge community until your kids kind of get out. I don't want to use the word community 800 times in the same sentence, but they get out into the community and now you form, you know, you've got the parent teacher organization and all those things.
And you don't have, like, you just don't have, like, if you're in a place where you're having a baby and your friends are not, it's real tough to find that support and it can be very lonely. And that is really what we try to do is, you know, really make it so that everyone feels welcome, whether online or in person. You know, I miss our in-person events so much because, I mean, they're really the backbone to everything that we do and why I started Bump Club. I do hope we get back there within the next year or two, but to your point, you don't have that built-in community when you're first starting out as an expectant parent. And if someone's not bringing it to you, it can be a really isolating time.
Yeah. And listen, what I see, my wife is amazing and, you know, I've got three kids, but I can only imagine how overwhelming it must feel as a mom or as an expectant mom when it's like, I have all of these things that are on my plate. I'm juggling and I've got, you know, I don't just have three balls in the air at a time. I've got 18 all in the air, all at the same time, and I've got to handle all of them. And that's got to be so overwhelming.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And like, we're here to help with that, you know, and like, we're also, while we have our static content on our website, we're constantly going through that life stage and redoing content live and bringing new content to the new parents. So they're just, we don't just want them reading something on our website. You know, they can do that. We have that, but there is something to be said about interacting and engaging with, you know, ever-changing content that is live on the internet.
Sure.
And that's why people are coming to us and they're continuing to come to us because we're continuing to bring them new content. Even if it's similar content that we've done before, it's new to them because they're newly pregnant.
Right. Well, yeah. And I heard an interesting stat about multitasking, and that is the human brain can't actually multitask efficiently. And so if you're concentrating on one thing, you're concentrating on 100%. If you're concentrating on two things, then it's not like your brain gets split 50-50. It's only about 40-40. And when you split it again, you know, the more you split it, the less. But what you're doing is you're giving folks a way to get things organized and to help them to handle all the things that are on their plate at the same time. Listen, Lindsay, you've been phenomenal. I really appreciate you sharing both the concept of what you're doing and the way in which you're building that community. Thank you so much. If people are looking to find out more about Bump Club and Beyond, where is the best place to find you?
So you can go to bumpclubandbeyond.com. That's probably the best place to start. Everything is there. You can find all of our content. You can access all of our free registration for our webinars that we do. You know, there's tons of great information. We have a whole COVID page. Like if you're a parent, even of like kids that are grade school, like mine, we have a whole COVID section that is talking about best movies, best shows, and just like tons of lists of things to do. So really it's not just for expectant and new parents. You also can find us on Instagram at Bump Club and Beyond and on Facebook at Bump Club and Beyond. And then everything on Bump Club is free, especially right now with the content. You know, we do have ticketed events outside of COVID, but right now everything is free. And you can join and sign up for the community on our website. You go on to bumpclubandbeyond.com and then there's in the top right hand corner, it says sign up or join. I can't remember the exact copy that we've used. And you can join there. And when you join, you get access to thousands of discounts with our favorite brands like National, Big Partners, Strollers, Carriers, even like smoothie services and workouts and online workouts. Really great, great, great companies. And then there's local discounts as well in many cities with photographers and with classes and enrichment and lactation consultants and just a ton of great stuff. So it's a great resource for discounts and saving money. And then right now we're also doing, we just introduced a welcome box. So when you join Bump Club and Beyond, when you sign up for the community online, within 8 to 12 weeks, you get a box sent to you, which I was hoping to show mine. I haven't received mine yet because it's new. And it's just filled with samples of some of our favorite products and brands that we work with. And it just comes straight to your door and something you can use, or if you're not in the market to use those samples, you should pay it forward and give it to someone else. But we have a great program online, a lot of live events. And it's been really awesome to connect the way we've been connecting with our audience in this capacity during this time.
Sure. And I will happily put the links to those down in the show notes so that people can find them. Lindsay, thank you so much for being here. You have shown that you are smart. I have learned from you. It is now time for three questions to establish your humanity. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Okay. What is your child or children's proudest accomplishment? One of the things that your kids have done that you're super proud of.
So my oldest daughter had a massive fear of flying. We weren't really sure where it came from, but it was, and I talked about it on Bump Club too. It was really just, this fear was something that I've never seen. We were in therapy for like 18 months trying to get her on the plane. And it was very important to our family because we live in Chicago and none of our family lives here. So she actually went 2 or 3 years without seeing some of her cousins in Canada because of this fear, this debilitating fear. I mean, we would get to the gate and she would collapse on the ground and she could not get on the plane. And this was when she was between the ages of like 5 and 7. So we worked really, really hard with this awesome therapist and we ended up taking flight lessons. So that was kind of how we got her over it. And the greatest accomplishment that I have seen is my child really pushing through. She wanted to do it. And she overcame her fear of flying. And in the end, we found out that she was getting like motion sickness and she just couldn't like verbalize how that was. And so that was a really big part of it. And
wow.
We ended up giving her like prescription motion sickness medication when we got on the plane and it helped tremendously. And now, so she overcame her fear. Her first commercial flight was January of 2019. And in 2019, we went on 15 different flights. Like we really made up for lost time. And then COVID hit. And so, but she's talking about, you know, when this is over and we can go to New York and can we go to Paris? And like, I mean, she has real, real lofty goals. But I am so proud of her that she never gave up and she stuck with it. Even, you know, for a 6, 7 year old, that's a really big thing.
Excellent. What was the last movie that you guys watched as a family?
So at the moment, half my family has COVID. So my daughter and I watched the Netflix movie Prom, my older daughter. We watched Prom this week. And so we just watched it like 2 nights ago. If you haven't seen it, you should. It's really like the movie that everyone needs right now. And then before that, as a family, before half my family got COVID, we watched Remember the Titans.
Okay. Have you seen the promo for Prom that was out? I actually saw during the football game the other day, they had like 3 or 4 football players who were dancing and doing the trailer and saying like, yeah, this is a movie that we were going to watch and enjoy. So I thought it was kind of funny.
I didn't see that, but it was great. It was a great movie.
Very cool. Last question is with your family, what is the comfort food of choice that your kids like? So if your kids are either sick or just kind of a little bit sniffly or whatever it is, what is the food that they say, Mom, can you just make me this thing?
Well, I mean, they prefer ice cream over like anything. Like that's what they ask like every night of the week. Is it a dessert night tonight? And it's, and you know, 5 of those nights, it's not.
Right.
But in terms of what can you make me, my kids are not the best eaters. I would say they loved when I just make like pasta or mac and cheese, and I'm really trying to get them not to eat that.
Sure.
Or cheeseburgers, but not when I make them. They like this restaurant Grill House, and they say that they have the best cheeseburgers, and I cannot make a cheeseburger like theirs to save the life of me. So
yeah, you know, it's really funny because my daughter, like, she's 18 and she is a fantastic cook, and she has learned how to make macaroni and cheese, and she makes like 3 cheese macaroni and cheese, and she makes like a roux, like the whole thing. She did. But when she's sick and she doesn't feel well, she just wants a box of the blue and yellow Kraft macaroni and cheese, and that's what makes her feel better. So, all right, Lindsay, thank you so much for being on today. I really appreciate it. Folks, go check her out. And listen, if you know somebody who is expecting or has recently become a parent, I would suggest that you, you know, share this with them. Send them over to Bump Club and Beyond and give them some of the resources there. I think it'd be a fantastic support for anyone that's there. Yeah, definitely. For all my subscribers and for all my listeners, thank you so much. I appreciate you tuning in. I will remind you, as always, that when you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody.